We continue to watch the cattle market as some say it's hot. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Scott Varlick is with Coima, Coima & Varlick based out of Sioux Center, Iowa. And he said the cattle market just remains very strong and, in his words, hot.
Oh, I appreciate you having me, Keith. And yeah, there's, you know, a lot to digest in the cattle market. It's very, very strong. I mean, we've got futures prices, contract highs, you know, cash market, you know, barely off of what our spring highs were and picking up a little pace. So let's take it a piece at a time here. Cash market feels pretty strong again. We still have some packers that are looking for some cattle. Mm-hmm. Thoughts are we can get some more steady to stronger even trades. So feeling good there. I think every time the packer comes in, they're trying to get as many cattle around them as they can so they can try to slow the chain speed and slow down. And just we always come back around and they still need cattle. So we still don't have that large supply. Our show lists are still very manageable in the north. So feeling pretty good. And in cash feeders as well, they're still hot, red hot.
When Scott's out visiting with producers, he said there's one main recurring question.
You know, how do I replace? How do I fill these yards? Because these feeders are so high. And that's a good question. And I get that this time of year, July through August, when the, you know, our sale barn runs are light. We're not into, you know, before that fall run. So I just say be careful. I mean, we're trying to be patient, but you see this board just marching higher and higher. Well, the break-evens don't work right here. We know that. So waiting until we have some more cattle to choose from, yeah, your break-evens might not work there either, but I suspect that the difference between the board and those cattle will be similar. So trying to have a little bit of patience, not get into too much trouble with that. And regarding your boxed beef thought, this is the time of year that we should see a little pullback in demand.
We will continue to watch these cattle prices. With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.